Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, today we are continuing the classes of the spiritual clinic. Actually, last week I mentioned that inshallah today we will start the classes of the belief in Allah's decree. But actually, as I revised again the classes of the spiritual clinic, I feel that it will be more better if we can continue the classes of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by knowing about some forms of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As over the last five classes, we know about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ways to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, today inshallah, we will continue these classes and we will know about prayer, the key to the treasures of Allah's mercy, as prayer is a great mercy from the Most Merciful. In order to speak about prayer, first we must know about the power of prayer. Worship is the essence of the Islamic way of life. It is a source of sustenance in the long journey of life. It purifies the heart and gives the human spirit its inner powers. It goes hand in hand with responsibility and obligation, because it is the key to our appreciation of our responsibilities and obligation in life, and to the satisfaction and benefits we draw from fulfilling them. The value and rule of prayer lie in its being the direct link between Allah and man. It is the means by which man, an insignificant mortal, draw strength, reassurance, and help from Allah's infinite power and everlasting mercy. Prayer is the source from which a weak creature renews his energy and power and strength to face and resist. Number one, his own inner temptation. Number two, temptations and pressures of the world around him. Prayer is the key to the treasures of Allah's mercy. Prayer is the light which illuminates man's heart with inner peace and tranquility, and lead him through the darkness of doubt and confusion to the certainty of faith and trust in Allah the Almighty. Prayer is an occasion for rest, tranquility, and mental peace. Prayer is the outlet for you when you face a hardship or calamity, as it is your way to ask help from your Lord, the one who can remove any hardship or calamity. It is no wonder, therefore, that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to restore to prayer whenever things became difficult to cope with. He used to ask Bilal, his companion, to make the call to prayer, saying, "Bring us its comfort." This means bring us the comfort of the prayer, which was the most beloved deed to our Prophet. When man, weak as he is, faces a task that seems beyond his limited resources, when he finds temptation very hard to resist, when corruption is powerful, and when evil is so powerful, and in all these difficult times, it is the support and the link with Allah that can save the believer. It is the prayer, the cave of Allah's mercy, which the believer always escapes to. in order to escape the pressures of the worldly life, and at the same time to receive the dose of Allah's mercy, which will support him to fulfill his responsibility. Insha'Allah, our topic will be around that prayer is a form of Allah's mercy. Over the last two classes, we learned that the ways to Allah's mercy are recitation of the Quran with reflection and sincerity. This is number one. Number two, obedience of Allah's rules. Number three, obedience of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, these three ways to Allah's mercy are fulfilled in prayer. Accordingly, prayer is a form of Allah's mercy. So you will ask me, what are your proofs that prayer in Islam is a form of Allah's mercy? To give you the proofs, first I have to give you the proofs regarding recitation of the Quran in prayer with sincerity. The meaning of this is that since recitation of the Quran with reflection and sincerity is a way to Allah's mercy, let us prove that in prayer we recite the Quran with reflection and with sincerity. And now we will read from Surah Al-Muzzammil, Surah number 73. We will read inshallah verse number 1, 2, 3 and 4. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, O you wrapped in garments, that is to say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand to pray all night except a little, half of it, or little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Quran aloud in a slow, pleasant tone and style. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse of the Quran that in prayer we must recite the Quran aloud, we must recite the Quran in a slow and pleasant tone and style. This means that we must reflect on the Quran while we are reciting it in prayer. So this is a proof that in prayer we recite the Quran with reflection and with sincerity, and this is the first way to Allah's mercy. Number two, the second way to Allah's mercy is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, prayer is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obeying this command and establishing prayer is a way to Allah's mercy. Let us now know from the Quran that prayer is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims. We will start from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, and we will read verse number 153. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who believe, seek help in patience and as-salat, the prayer. Truly Allah is with as-sabirin. Now we will read from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 103. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. And when you have finished الصلاة, remember Allah, standing, sitting down, and lying down on your sides. But when you are free from danger, perform as-salah, iqamat as-salah. Verily, as-salah, the prayer, is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. This is a proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Muslims, believers, must believe the five prayers at the fixed hours. In Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن أقيموا الصلاة واتقوه وهو الذي إليه تحشرون and to perform الصلاة إقامة الصلاة and to be obedient to Allah and fear Him and it is He to whom you shall be gathered. Again, a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform الصلاة. In Surah number 10, Surah Hud, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة يونس verse number 114 sorry it is سورة number 11 سورة هود verse number 114 أعوذ بالله الله سبحانه وتعالى said أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين and perform الصلاة إقامة الصلاة at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily, the good deeds remove the evil deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful, those who accept the advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the good deeds remove the evil deeds. And so long as performing a salah is a good deed, so performing a salah will be a good deed that will remove the evil deeds. So it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform as-salah. In Surah number 17, verse number 78 and 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the command to the Muslims to pray. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة number 17 verse number 78 and 79 أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. Perform salah from midday till the darkness of the night and recite the Quran in the early dawn, Fajr prayer. Verily, the recitation of the Quran in the early dawn is ever witnessed by the angels in charge of mankind of the day and night. And in some parts of the night also, offer the salah with it as an additional prayer, the optional prayer for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it may be that your Lord will raise your station of praise and glory, the honor of intercession on the day of resurrection. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two verses of Surah Al-Isra is clarifying to us how the prayer has to be mentioned from the midday till the darkness of the night, that is to say Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha. This is four of the five obligatory prayer. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added the fifth obligatory prayer, which is Salat al-Fajr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and recite the Quran, the translation, and recite the Quran in the early dawn, which is Fajr prayer. Accordingly, in this verse of the Quran, verse number 78 in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, it is clear that the five obligatory prayers are mentioned in the Quran, and it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims to pray 5 prayers per day and night. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that in some parts of the day we can offer the prayer, that is to say we can pray the tahajjud, additional prayer, and actually for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be to raise his station of praise and glory, and actually also it will be of great reward for the believers to pray this additional prayer, which is the night prayer. And inshallah we will know more about the blessings of the night prayer at the end of the classes of the mercy of Allah, the prayer. Again, in surah number 20, surah Taha, verse number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims to offer the prayer. Now we will read surah number 20, verse number 20. Actually, I'm sorry, it is surah number 20, yes, surah Taha, but it is verse number 14 where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command to the Muslim for prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah Taha, surah number 20, verse number 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimi salata li dhikri. Verily, I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana, none has the right to be worshipped but I, so worship me and perform as-salat for my remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse that when we perform as-salah, we are remembering our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to perform it. Again, in surah number 14, verse number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Muslims for prayer. Inshallah, we will read from surah number 14, surah Ibrahim, verse number 31, to know about the prayer as a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال.
Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Ibadi, my slaves, who have believed, that they should perform a salat, become a salat, and spend in charity out of the subsistence we have given them, secretly and openly, before the coming of a day on which there will be neither mutual bargaining nor befriending.
Again, inshallah, we will read from surah number 87. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 87 is Surah Al-A'la, and we will read verse number 14 and 15. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى.
Indeed, whosoever purifies himself by avoiding polytheism and accepting Islamic monotheism shall achieve success, and remembers or glorifies the name of his Lord, worships none but Allah, and prays the 5 compulsory prayers and nawafil, additional prayers.
So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that whosoever purifies himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him to achieve the success, and remembers Allah and pray. So actually, in all these verses of the Quran, it is clear that the prayer is performing. The prayer is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the prayer, the second obligation in Islam after the Shahada. It was an obligation informed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in the journey of Isra and Mi'raj. This is the prayer which Allah commanded the Muslims to pray it 5 times per day, and the reward will be equal to 50 prayers per day. The third way to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey the commands of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah we will prove that the prayer is a command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, number one, command your kids to pray at the age of 7. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the covenant that is between us and them is prayer. So he who abandons it has disbelieved. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, Allah has laid 5 prayers upon his slaves. Whoever fulfills them and does not miss any of them will have a promise with Allah that he will let him enter paradise. Whoever does not do that has no promise from Allah. He may either forgive him or punish him. In conclusion, prayer is a form of Allah's mercy, as it has all the ways to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next question is, what is the meaning of the statement, prayer is a form of Allah's mercy? In order to know the meaning of this statement, we must know, number one, that prayer is a connection, that is to say, link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, it is a source of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this source will provide the Muslim with the tranquility, peace, reassurance, and spiritual power. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah number 13, verse number 28. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 28, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Ladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulum bi-dhikrillah, ala bi-dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub.
Those who believed in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, in whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest.
So actually, prayer is a form of, is a source of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, it is actually a source of tranquility, peace, and reassurance. Also, prayer provides the believer with the light, as it is the link with the source of all the light, Allah the Almighty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, verse number 35, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of his light is as if there were a nick and within it a lamp. The lamp is in a glass, the glass as if it were a brilliant star. Lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east, neither it gets sun rays only in the morning, nor of the west, nor it gets sun rays only in the afternoon, but is exposed to the sun all day long, whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guides to his light whom he wills, And Allah sets forth parables for mankind. And Allah is the all-knower of everything.
Actually, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the light of the heaven and earth. And actually, when the Muslim have the link and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with the light. This light is internal and external. The internal light is the light of the spirit, inside the spirit, a way for clear concepts, wisdom, and realizing the truth. This light is also external, a way for correct decisions and clarity of the right path. Also, prayer is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it generates within the inner self of the believer such a spiritual power that enables him to remain steadfast at times of trial and adversity. During the prayer, we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of all the power on the earth. Accordingly, during the prayer, because of our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us with the spiritual power. This spiritual power is translated to the feeling of reassurance and trust and dependence and reassurance and trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we have any trials or adversity, the Muslim who is always in connection with Allah through the five prayers, which he always prayed with sincerity, he will always feel such spiritual power, which will enable him to remain steadfast, as he is always sure that Allah, the only power, will support him and will take care of him, and inshallah will solve for him any problem. Regarding prayer as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must know that prayer supports the believer to strive against all kinds of evil, sins and temptations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us this rule in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, verse number 45. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been revealed to you of the book, the Quran, and perform a salat. Verily, a salat, the prayer, prevents from afasya, the great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, and al-munkar, disbelief, polytheism, and every kind of wicked deed.
So actually, we must realize that the Muslim who meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala five times per day and has the link and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most of the day and night, that Muslim will feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gradually he will feel the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love will make him to feel shy from his Lord. He will feel shy that his Lord will see him doing the deeds which his Lord make it forbidden for them. Accordingly, the prayer will prevent him from doing any evil deed, as he is all the time aware that Allah is watching over him, and Allah is the one whom he will meet soon in the prayer. How he can meet his Lord in the prayer and do dua for him while he is not obeying him, and actually he is doing the evil deeds which Allah make it forbidden for the believers. Accordingly, the prayer at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the believer shy from his Lord and will prevent him from all kinds of evil and sins, inshallah. Also, prayer is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is the way for the success in the worldly life and in the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, verse number 1 and 2. Inshallah, we recite from Surah Al-Mu'mineen, Surah number 23, number 1 and 2. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salat, prayers, and all solemnity in full submissiveness.
Okay, actually, to know the meaning of verse number 2 in a more simple way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. This means that those whom they have khushu', that is to say sincerity with Allah in their prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in these two verses of the Quran that the believers will be successful inshallah because they offer their prayers with sincerity. Actually, this success is related to the success in the worldly life and success in the hereafter. Success in the worldly life, prayer is a way to success in the worldly life because prayer prevents the believer from doing any evil deed or any sins. And also, it makes him to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Regarding the hereafter, the prayer is the way to the paradise, as inshallah we will clarify now from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 6, prayer is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is the way to wipe away the sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah number 11, verse number 114, Surah Hud. الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
And perform a salat at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night, the 5 compulsory prayers. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds, the small sins. This is a reminder and advice for the mindful, those who accept advice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also regarding the prayer as a weaving out of sins, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the 5 daily prayers and the Friday prayer until the next Friday are expiation for what is between them. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person has a stream outside his door and he passed in it 5 times a day, do you think that he would have any dirt left on him? The people said, no dirt will remain on him whatsoever. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is like the 5 daily prayers. Allah wipes away the sins by them. In conclusion, prayer is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. We Muslims must evaluate it correctly so that we can appreciate it and get its blessings. Prayer is the source of reassurance, tranquility, peace, and light. Prayer will support you against all evil and sins. Prayer is your way to the righteous life and the paradise. And also, prayer will wipe out all your sins. It is the duty of all the Muslims to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made for them 5 meetings with Him. Through these meetings, they can have a way to the paradise and to the righteous life. Again, sisters, I must have both here, and I must say a word that we Muslims mostly are feeling that prayer is a burden, and actually whenever the time of prayer comes, everyone wants to pray so that he feels that he gets rid of that burden. We don't leave the prayer as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have the prayer as 5 times per day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, made all His commands to His believers to be for for their sake, to be for their benefit, to be a blessing for them. Any command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing and a mercy and a gift for the believer. But this needs the believer to reflect in depth regarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today regarding the prayer, which every one of us is all the time saying, I want to pray so that I feel that I finish this burden. This is the problem of most of the Muslims, whom they complain that they don't have sincerity and khushu' and they don't feel that their heart is present during their prayer. The heart is not present during the prayer because in reality you don't understand what is the prayer. The prayer is the meeting through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending His mercy and tranquility, His peace and His guidance and His light to the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the believers to have the support from His power and from His light and from His guidance, so that through the prayers, they can have the mercy which will support them to have the righteous life in the worldly life. In this worldly life which we are living nowadays, which is full of corruption, and which we noted that everything is upside down. Most of the rules are against the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how the believer can live the righteous life in this big corruption? The only way to have the righteous life is to have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of guidance, the source of light, the source of power, the source of tranquility, peace, the source of all the good in this life. So the only way to be to follow the right path in this worldly life is to have the connection and the direct connection with the source of all the good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And prayer is the link, and prayer is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayer is the way to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it fulfills all the ways to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified. Accordingly, we Muslims must have the feeling of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards prayer. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always said to his companion Bilal, O Bilal, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always said to Bilal to make the call to prayer, saying to him, bring us its comfort. So it is the prayer and it is the comfort of the prayer which every one of us Muslims, the believer, must be looking for. It is the prayer, the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we must be looking for in every part of the day, so that we can have the link with Allah, the connection with Allah, and the source of the tranquility, peace, strength, power, guidance, and light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, we all Muslims must revise our relation with our prayers, because we will never be able to have the khushu' and the sincerity and to feel that our heart is present in the prayer, except when we understand the reality of the prayer, the spirit of the prayer, the blessing of the blessings of the prayer, and when we realize that prayer is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the biggest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will realize this reality, we will appreciate the prayer correctly. Accordingly, we will be the one to try to get the blessings of the prayer, and we will be the one to concentrate and to reflect during the prayer. Accordingly, inshallah, we will have the khushu' and we will start to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during our prayer, and we will start to feel that the prayer was a big relief for every one of us, because before the prayer I was upset and lonely, not happy, confused, but after I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have the direct link with Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes all my psychological condition. After the prayer, all praise to Allah. I feel reassured. I feel feel more powerful. I feel strength in my spirit, and I feel that I have hope, and I feel that inshallah everything will be better so long as I am in the direct connection and link with Allah, the Almighty, the source of all the blessing in this worldly life. Question will be, what is the secret of prayer? The secret of prayer is the khushu'. What is the meaning of the khushu'? The meaning of the khushu' is the presence of the heart and mind in prayer. Say the realization of the heart and mind of the majesty and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This realization would lead to reflection on recitation of the Quran, calmness on qiyam, ruku' and sujood, and to sincere supplication during the prostration, tearing of the eyes, humbleness and tranquility. The basis of this khushu' in the heart is the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, Allah is the owner, Allah is the knower of all things, and Allah is the planner, decider and controller of all the affairs. The more your belief in the unity of Allah, the more your khushu' and sincerity will be in your prayer. This will make you to love the prayer, as you will feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you will, when you will get through it. So khushu' must be the character of our prayers. Let us now have an example of how the righteous people perform their prayers. When one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about his prayer, he said, "When it is near the time of prayer, I perform a perfect wudu, and I go to where I am going to pray, and I sit down there until I became fully attentive to what I am about to do. Then I stand up and pray, imagining the Kaaba is in front of my eyes, paradise to my right, hellfire to my left, and the angel of death behind me. I imagine that it is the last prayer I am about to perform. I stand up in hope in Allah's reward, the paradise, and fear from Allah's torment, the hellfire, and I recite takbir while having full attention. I recite the Quran calmly and make ruku' humbly and go to sujood with sincerity. Afterwards, I don't know if that prayer is accepted from me." Subhanallah. You see, sisters, this is the prayer. This is the spirit of the prayer. This is the prayer which is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. Because when you will live this prayer as that companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, and actually as the prayer must be lived, because the prayer is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a life meeting. During the life meeting, you must have your heart and your mind present with you in the meeting so that you live the meeting. While you are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must have the Kaaba in front of us because it is our Qibla. And so long as the prayer is the deed according to which all our deeds will be evaluated, so we must try to feel that the paradise is on our right side and the hellfire are on the left side, because the prayer will be the way to either one of them. And so long as nobody knows about his life span, so we must try to feel that the angel of death is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, behind us, because there is a possibility that this is my last prayer. If I pray the prayer with this kind of feeling, okay, immediately, inshallah, I will have one of two feelings. I will be always either standing in hope in Allah's reward, the paradise which is on my right side, and also I will be having the feeling of fear from the hellfire which is very close on the left side. Accordingly, I will recite the takbir Allahu Akbar with full attention, because now, you know, I am living. I am living a reality. Maybe this is the last prayer. Maybe I will be shifted either to the right side or to the left side. So I have to concentrate and to get the benefit of the prayer so that inshallah the prayer as a good deed will save me from the torment of the hellfire. So the question will be, actually, how to have the khushu' in prayer, how to have the sincerity, how to feel that your heart is present in the prayer. Sisters, again and again, the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be built in few minutes or in few seconds. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I cannot live my life totally or partly, mostly, against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My life is against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when the Adhan will come for prayer, in 5 minutes I will prepare myself to be in full and in the best link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not allow the human beings and the Muslims to play this game. Khushu' in prayer is the way to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified in this life and in the hereafter. Khushu' in the prayer will make you to have all the blessings of the prayer in this life and in the hereafter. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow those whom they have special characters basically to have the khushu' in the prayer. You must be a true believer in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically. This is basics. First we will know about the basic requirement for the khushu', then about how to have the khushu' during the prayer. But basically, you must have special requirements so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the biggest gift, which is the khushu' in the prayer. Because the khushu' in the prayer, sisters, will make your life a totally different life, will make your spirit to be living in a different world, not this jungle which we are living in. It is, you know, the real happiness of the spirit when it is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put special requirement for that gift, which is number one, to have the knowledge of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, the sincere belief in Allah's unity. Number two, obedience of Allah's rules. Number three, avoiding sins by all the means as you can. Number four, frequent recitation of the Quran with sincerity and reflection, as the Quran softens the heart and make it more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five, to realize the reality of the worldly life, the belief that the worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment. This makes the heart always looking for tranquility, peace and happiness through the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, through the Quran, the prayer and the dua. It also purifies the heart from the desires. Both conditions make khushu', sincerity, more easy to have it during the prayer. When you always, you know, sisters, Islam is step after step. You see, you cannot reach step number 10 if you don't have step number 1. Step number 1, the fundamental base for the belief is the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief that all my affairs are only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I am in the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second of my life. While I am awake or I am in deep sleep, I am still in great need of only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this fact is clear inside my spirit, I will be all the time trying my best to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the right path will make you to be away from the sins. You see, this is how to build the Islam in the spirit correctly, step by step, so that, you know, it will be a strong belief inside you. So now, alhamdulillah, you are all the time on the right path, away from the sins. What will help you to be always on the right path? Continuous recitation of the Quran with reflection and attention. This is the best way to keep you on the right path, because the Quran is the book of guidance, mercy, and light. Alhamdulillah, now I recite the Quran all the time and I am on the right path. There is a very important fact which I must always remind myself with it. This worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment. I must have all these facts clear in front of my eyes all the time. When someone will come and tell me, let us today spend the whole day, you know, in a picnic and you can pray at night the 5 prayers. I tell her, no, no, no. My friend will tell me, Mona, but when we will go to the picnic the whole day, you know, the whole day we will enjoy the good weather. We will enjoy the good weather and we will enjoy the sun and we will have a lot of relaxation. Then inshallah you can come home and pray the 5 prayers, you know, together at the end of the day. You will not lose anything. I will tell her, sister, I have my own rules. Worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. Who tell you that the weather will be excellent? Number one. Who tell you that my spirit is happy through the worldly enjoyment? According to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirit is happy and the spirit has the tranquility, peace and reassurance only when it is linked correctly with our Lord. So I can't forget about my Dhuhr prayer, Asr prayer, Maghrib prayer, because I am enjoying the good weather and the company of the sisters whom they all forget about prayer. This is not, you know, the situation where I will be happy at all. When the time of the Dhuhr prayer come, I will be extremely upset that now I lost the most important second meeting of my day. So I will not be happy. If I will be still in the picnic, okay, when the Asr prayer comes, I will be too more and more upset. Maybe I will start to have tears in my eyes because I will tell to myself, Mona, why Allah prevent you from the meeting with Him today? Why Allah didn't allow you to have this mercy from Him today? Mona, what is going on? Why you are going far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if I stay to the Maghrib on that day, I will be never to repeat this experience, because I will be the one whom I felt that I am so far from the 3 meetings of the happiness, tranquility, peace, reassurance and trust in this life. The meetings with my Lord, the most important meetings in my day are my prayers, because the most important in my life is the one who controls my life, is the one whom I am looking for to change all the to solve all the problems in my life, is the one who is giving me in reality the strength, giving me the trust, giving me the tranquility during the meeting with Him, so that after His meeting, I can keep on fulfilling my trust to the people around me. I can be still an active person in the community in spite of the fact I am not happy with what is going on. So, in order to know about the worldly life, that it is a deceiving enjoyment, must be clear in the spirit of every believer, so that he will evaluate the meetings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they must be evaluated. The meetings, the 5 meetings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the 5, the most precious meetings in my day. I am preparing myself for them. I am looking forward for them. I am very happy with them. I can't live with them. This is how you prepare yourself basically to have khushu' in your prayer. You must work with this first, my sisters and my brothers whom they are, you are listening to this class. Khushu' is not an issue. I can buy it for a materialistic issue. I can buy it from the grocery shop and I can use it during the prayer. Khushu' is something different. Khushu' and sincerity is the belief with Allah, following the message of Allah, is to have the support from Allah, is to love Allah, is to live for Allah. It is a feeling which makes your spirit all the time connected with Allah and looking for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom the prayer was the most beloved act for him in his life. This is how we Muslims have to evaluate the prayer. Number 1, to live the prayer. Number 2, to get the blessings of the prayers. Number for, and inshallah to leave the prayers with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the basic needs for every believer who is looking for having khushu' in the prayer. Then we must prepare ourselves for every prayer. Before every prayer, you must prepare for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that you must prepare three things. Number one, you must prepare yourself, and you must prepare the place, and you must prepare your clothes. Again and again, brothers and sisters in Islam whom you are listening to me for these classes. Prayer is a meeting. Meeting with the only one. Meeting with the Lord. This meeting, I must prepare myself for it so that it will be the successful meeting. So that it will be the meeting which deserves all the love, all the respect, all the attention, because it is the meeting with the one whom Allah, with the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Regarding myself, number one, I must prepare myself for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This preparation takes place during the while you are performing the wudu. When you are washing for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whom we are supposed to wash before meeting Him. This is a clarification that the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a special meeting. Okay? So while I am washing for meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will have, number one, the intention inside my heart that now I will have the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will tell to myself, try to remember your sins. The sins which you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe them out during, because of this sincere prayer. So myself, remember the sins. Also, I have to tell to myself, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, myself, remember that you are in great need of the supplication and dua to Allah in this prayer, because the problems which we are living in, the only way to get it solved is through doing the dua, and the best dua is the dua in the prostration, in the prayer. So myself, be critical with the meeting. This is a very critical meeting for you, myself. Let us get the benefit of it. Let us get rid of every worldly issue, because I can't meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, while I am having any of the deceiving enjoyment inside my heart or inside my mind. This is how we have to prepare ourselves while we are doing the wudu, and inshallah to do the wudu in the perfect way. The perfection of the wudu actually is not the topic of my class. The topic of my class is how to prepare yourself for the meeting. So number one, you prepare yourself. Number two, you prepare the place. Again and again, sisters, let us re-evaluate the prayer as a meeting with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. It is more better for your spirit to feel that when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a clean, calm, beautiful place, which she deserves to be the place for meeting of the Lord of the heavens and earth. It will be more helpful for your spirit when you pray in a calm room, when you pray away from any noise from the house, when you pray in a place which is comfortable for you psychologically, because you need yourself to feel the comfort of the prayer. Number three, the close of the prayer. Again and again, sisters, when we have a visitor in our house, we always try to put the best clothes when we meet the visitor. But when we meet the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who sustains us with all the provisions, we meet Him with any clothes. In prayer, you must have clothes which have special requirement. Okay, but we Muslims, we are not always after these requirements. Sometimes the clothes is a little bit short. Oh, no problem. Allah is the most merciful. And sometimes the head cover is not complete. Oh, no problem. Allah forgive all the sins. No problem. Forget it. Forget it. Yes, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget it. But when we have a human being, a guest, I have to put the best clothes, I have to adjust myself, I have to be in the best shape, because this is a human being equal to big zero like me. Yes, I am a big zero and he is a big zero. Two big zeros will meet together, you know, it must be a big celebration. But when I meet the only one, the only power, the only existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can have a lot of excuses with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that, number one, I don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that I will never have khushu' in prayer because I don't deserve a khushu' if I don't appreciate the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to what it is supposed to be deserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow me for sincerity with him. Now, inshallah, I will stop at this point because inshallah, next week I will discuss in full details about the prayer and how inshallah, through the prayer, you can live it as a meeting, life meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can enjoy every second of the meeting of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can have all the blessings of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue about prayers, the key of the treasures of Allah's mercy, next class, inshallah. I want one sister to tell me her point of view about
it. I think the best way to attain khushu' is to, when you go on miqdu, to for each thing that you do, to say, I'm okay, this is for the sake of Allah. You know, come back, inshallah. Really dirty, like fologies everywhere, or you know, there's like a mess in the house. It's hard to concentrate if you're praying in a really dirty house.
Yes, I agree with you. The place is very important. But any extreme is not good.
Any,
you know, everything in the middle is very good. You know,
it should be quiet. The TV shouldn't be on. And
the telephone.
You know, the people shouldn't be, like, talking. And,
yes, you know. So this is very good. This is
for me, I get really distracted when there's a lot of noise. I can't concentrate in my prayer.
Yes, no one can concentrate in meeting Allah and meeting the human beings at the same time. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, every class will try to have the feedback from our sisters here in the Masjid, and inshallah, now we'll speak the du'a. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make us to have the khushu' sincerity in our prayers. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.